prologue. The damp night air was bracingly cold, and, as always, suffused with the distinct ocean smell. Supposedly, that seaside scent came from bacteria digesting dead phytoplankton. Ellery had picked that tidbit up that afternoon from a Trip Ellis thriller. The streets were quiet and strangely deserted as he walked back from the pub to the bookstore. His car, well, great-great-great-Aunt Eudora's car, if someone wanted to get technical, was still in the parking lot. Captain's seat, great-great-great-Aunt Eudora's decrepit mansion, was about a 15-minute drive from the village, walking distance for someone who hadn't been on his feet all day and didn't mind a stroll down a pitch-black country road, none of which described Ellery. His thoughts were preoccupied as he turned the corner onto the narrow brick street that held the little bookshop that had brought him to Pirate's Cove in the first place. The tall Victorian buildings cast deep shadows. Most of the storefronts were dark or illuminated only by the faint glow of emergency lights, so he was startled to see the bright yellow oblongs stretching from the tall windows of the Crow's Nest across the gray pavement. That's weird. He was positive he had locked the place up after shutting all the lights off. A larger-than-usual electricity bill was the last thing he wanted. He sped up, his footsteps echoing down the silent street as he hurried toward the Crow's Nest. He grabbed the doorknob, guiltily recalling that the first words Chief Carson had ever spoken to him concerned replacing the sticky old lock with a new deadbolt. His dismay ratcheted up another notch as the door swung open on well-oiled hinges. Oh, no. No way had he forgotten to lock up. He had lived in New York most of his life, for heaven's sake. Locking doors was second nature to him. Sure, Pirate's Cove was a small town, but all you had to do was flip through a couple of titles in the cozy mystery section to know that evil lurked in the cutest, quaintest corners of the universe. Hello? He called. His uneasy gaze fell on the thing lying just a few feet inside the shop. A purple-plumed tricorn hat. He looked past the hat, and his breath caught. His heart shuddered to a stop. No, he whispered. No way. At first glance, there appeared to be a drunken pirate passed out on the floor of Crow's Nest. His disbelieving eyes took in the glossy boots, black velvet breeches, long plum-colored coat, and gold-trimmed vest, the scarlet lace jabot. Scarlet. Because the lacy folds were soaked in blood. The same blood slowly spreading around the motionless, terrifyingly motionless form sprawled on newly sanded hardwood floors. He put a hand out to steady himself, except there was nothing to grab. So he stumbled forward, landing on his knees beside the body. He instinctively reached to check for, but there was no need. The eerie stillness of the man's chest, the glassy stare, the gray and bloodless face. Trevor Maples was dead. Tiny, twin, horror-stricken reflections of himself in those sightless blue eyes. He drew back, climbed clumsily to his feet, and staggered out the open door to the uncannily silent street. Help! He cried. Help! Murder! One by one, the street's lamps turned on, as residents in the apartments above the shops surrounding the Crow's Nest woke to the cries of death and disaster. The windows of normally sleepy little Pirate's Cove lit up like stars winking overhead. Chapter 1. A few hours earlier, Ellery Page